Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 18th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon is in the running to buy Landmark Theaters, sources tell Bloomberg. Landmark, which is owned by Wagner Cuban Co., which is backed by billionaire Mark Cuban and Todd Wagner, is reportedly considering multiple offers from other companies as well. Amazon acquiring Landmark would give the company a theater chain showing independent and foreign films with more than 50 theaters in 27 markets, such as New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Cuban and Wagner also own Magnolia Pictures, the production company 29 Productions, and the networks AXS TV and HDNet Movies. Google's rebranding effort of its cloud storage service from Google Drive to Google One now allows anyone in the U.S. to pay a monthly fee to Google One for storage, which can be used with Google Drive, Gmail, and Google Photos, expanding free allocations and offering more file space. The Google One plans start with 100 gigabytes of storage for $1.99 per month, rising to $2.99 per month for 200 gigabytes and $9.99 for 2 terabytes, and higher capacities available under previous pricing. Customers can share their plan with up to 5 other people under one bill. Other benefits like Google Play credits and hotel deals found on Google Search are also part of the rebrand. Uber's second quarter earnings showed that the company's net revenue was up 8% quarter over quarter at $2.7 billion. Year over year, that's a 51% increase. However, Uber's losses in the quarter are around $404 million compared to $304 million losses in Q1. As for Uber's self-driving car efforts, the company has spent between $125 and $200 million per quarter over the last 18 months. And according to the information sources, some of Uber's investors are now urging the company to get rid of its self-driving car program altogether. A new foreign policy report cites sources detailing how communication systems between CIA spies and handlers in China was dismantled over a 2-year period starting in 2010 and contributed to the deaths of at least 30 U.S. spies. 5 current and former intelligence officials claim the agency botched the communication system it used to interact with its sources. When the New York Times reported the story last year, it put the number killed at more than a dozen. When the intelligence breach became known, the CIA formed a special task force along with the FBI to determine what happened and came up with several possible culprits. A possible agent had given Chinese authorities info on the network. Some of the CIA's spy work was detected by Chinese authorities, and the communication system had then been compromised. Sony announced it has sold 3 million PlayStation VR headsets as of the end of last month. At the end of 2017, Sony had sold 2 million units, meaning it sold another million in the last 8 months. Sony shipped 21.9 million PSVR games and experiences. The PSVR has 340 games now available. Sony also said the best-selling VR game to date is The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim VR, which came in a bundle, followed by the PlayStation VR Worlds, Rec Room, and Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. Cryptocurrency investor Michael Turpin filed a $224 million lawsuit in a U.S. district court in Los Angeles Wednesday against AT&T over alleged fraud and gross negligence in connection with the theft of digital currency tokens from his personal account. Turpin claims that on January 7th, 2018, the tokens were stolen from him through a digital identity theft of his cell phone. In the complaint, he said AT&T was his service provider. The 3 million stolen tokens were worth $23.8 million. That's according to Turpin, who is also seeking $200 million in punitive damages. Google's first Pixel watch may be a reality. Well-known leaker Evan Blass said back in May that Pixel-branded watches are coming. Before that, Google rebranded the Android Wear operating system to Wear OS. And in late July, a report from Wind Future said that Google is making three distinct Pixel watch devices, codenamed Ling, Triton, and Sardine, expected to be powered by Qualcomm's new Snapdragon Wear 3100 platform. Google has also been developing an app called Google Coach to develop fitness and health notifications on a daily basis to users, which further points to a watch announcement at Google's Pixel event this fall. Self-driving car startup Nuro and grocery chain Kroger have begun autonomous vehicle delivery in Scottsdale, Arizona. Nuro and Kroger announced their partnership to offer same-day deliveries 2 months ago. This pilot begins with a Fry's food and drug location in Scottsdale starting today. Customers can shop for groceries and place them same or next-day delivery orders via the Fry's website or mobile app. There's no minimum order, but there is a flat delivery fee of $5.95. Finally, police in Washington State made an arrest in a fatal hit-and-run case after part of a car headlight originally posted to Twitter by the authorities was identified by a Reddit user. The photograph was shared on the subreddit What's This Thing, which is dedicated to identifying obscure objects or plants or animals or others. On the 14th of August, Washington State Police Trooper Joanna Batiste posted to Twitter that detectives had made an arrest after Reddit users identified a photographed broken car part. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.